Well, lots of guests this morning's show, starting out with two folks from Springfield Contemporary Theater. They are opening a new show tonight, the classic Bus Stop. Robert Bradley is directing, and Jerry Mac Johnston is one of the actors in the show. So, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Bob, you've directed this show before, I'm sure, haven't you?
No.
Really?
In fact, so far as I know, and of course, my memory only goes back 50-some-odd years, there has only been one other production of Bus Stop in Springfield,
yeah,
other than there was a student-directed production done over in Carrington between 25 and 30 years ago.
Hmm.
So there has not been a
wow.
production of Bus Stop around in a long time.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Is that one reason why you picked it?
And, well, yes, that. And also the fact that William Inge, the playwright who was born in Independence, Kansas, whose reputation took a real plummet starting in the 60s, and just in the last, 10, 15 or so years, he has begun to be reevaluated, and so he's on the rise again, and people are beginning to look more seriously at his plays than they did.
Is it just a cyclical thing, or what happened to his reputation?
Well, part of it was that he probably didn't deserve the original
acclaim that he received.
Yeah, well, and that is starting in the late 1940s when his first play, Come Back, Little Sheba, appeared, and he had four sort of hit shows in a row.
Yeah.
Come Back, Little Sheba, Picnic, Bus Stop, and Dark at the Top of the Stairs. And at that point, he was really being considered as a part of that echelon of Tennessee Williams and Arthur Miller. And he probably never was
that good
of a playwright.
Yeah.
He really was not top echelon. But he is certainly, and I very honestly believe in rereading and relooking at him over the last year or so, he certainly does belong in that second tier of American playwrights. And I'm very glad to see that he's making his way back up.
Right. Back up the ladder.
Yeah.
All right. Jerry Mac, what are you playing in the show?
I'm playing Will Masters, the sheriff of the small town where all these people get stranded overnight.
Basically, they're in the middle of a huge snowstorm, and it's a bus coming out of Kansas City, so certainly Inge was writing about an area that he knew about. They pull up on this cheerful roadside diner in some little small town. All the roads are blocked, and mm-hmm. so, what are there, four or five travelers on this bus? They're basically going to have to make a night of it at this.
All I can say is I hope that your forecast and our production don't coincide quite.
No, right. It shouldn't.
That's right.
I didn't need to hear that forecast.
No.
Yeah. Can you go back and change that forecast?
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. It's only going to – it'll be mixing with a little bit of snow like after 11 p.m. or midnight, and then it'll go away. So.
All right, so we won't be stranded in the theater tonight.
You shouldn't be, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think it'll cool off freeze up quite that quickly. So you are the law in the town.
Yes.
And, Bob, who else are we going to be meeting in Bus Stop?
Well, there are the two people who work in the diner. The owner of the diner and a young a high school girl who comes in to help out, the sheriff, and Carl, the bus driver, and then the four passengers. And the four passengers, of course, include the very famous Cherie, who was in the movie played by Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
And then Bo Decker, the cowboy who wants to take her off to Montana and marry her. But
they just met, haven't they?
That's right. She isn't at all sure this is what she wants to
right.
do. And so then ensues the fight, the wooing, and we'll let you come see, find out what happens.
So this is comedy and romance and a little bit of conflict all mixed up together, or maybe a lot of conflict.
Yeah, a lot of conflict.
And what is very interesting is that there actually end up being a number of pairings within the play, and that is a relationship develops between Carl and Grace, Grace being the owner of the diner. The relationship develops a relationship develops between one of the passengers, Dr. Lyman, and the young high school girl, which to some extent leads Dr. Lyman to a sort of a turn of fate of his own.
Kind of a revelation about himself.
Yeah. You know. And then, of course, Beau and Sherry. So there's a
number. Now, does the sheriff get in on any of this?
As in 102% of all the plays I've been in my life, the sheriff goes home alone again.
Well, but he does help solve all these problems in one way or the other, or at least to keep them all in law and order.
So how do you describe the sheriff's character then?
He's basically a small-town guy. He's lived in this town all his life. His dad might have been sheriff. His granddad might have been sheriff. And he's just a stoic, let's get this job done, let's be fair to everybody, and let's get it over with and just get on with life as simply as we can.
And he's also one who is very observant, who stands back and watches, and he pretty accurately knows what people will do or may do, mm-hmm. and that when it becomes time for him to intervene, he will do so.
Did you tell me any of this during rehearsal?
I'm glad he's absolutely right. I'm glad to know that you got this before you open tonight, and you can go home and sort of rethink it.
I have a feeling he's already doing that.
Yes.
You know, that he's been doing that during the whole rehearsal process. Who else is in your cast?
The cast includes Rick Bode, who plays Carl, Art Duncan, who plays Virgil, a sidekick of Bode's, Katie Hopkins, who's the young girl, Elma, Jerry Mac Johnson, who is what's that role? The sheriff. Mason Kirkland, who is Beau, Michael Lee, who is Dr. Lyman, McKenna Murdoch, who is Sherry, and Jenna Peterson, who is Grace, the owner of the diner. Yeah.
So quirky small-town characters kind of meet, conflict, and in some cases hook up.
Yes.
In William Inge's modern classic Bus Stop, Bob Bradley is directing the production. It opens tonight, and performances will be Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., with two Sunday matinees. Of course, you're skipping Easter Sunday.
We're skipping Easter.
So you're doing.
Then put in a Thursday night performance.
Right.
Yeah.
So which week is that?
The Thursday is on the 31st of March.
That'll be another 7:30 curtain. Yeah. So you got 7:30 curtains Fridays and Saturdays, as well as Thursday, March 31st. And two Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. on this Sunday, the 20th, and then again on April the 3rd. So that's the final performance of this run of Bus Stop.
Yeah. And then let me also get in that this weekend we have one of our Sunday songbooks. Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, guitarist Ryan Spilkin. Ryan has worked with us for years in various orchestras that we've had. And in fact, if you in the audience saw Hands on a Hard Body, you didn't see him,
but you certainly heard him.
He was back there playing away, and he will be doing his own solo show Sunday night. So I think you'll find it very enjoyable. It's celebration of a new recording that he has just released. And so that concert and the recording will be featured.
What time is that on Sunday night?
7 o'clock Sunday.
And that also is at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza at the corner of Pershing and Robertson downtown, where the production of Bus Stop opens tonight and continues through April the 3rd. For tickets, you can call 831-8001 or visit SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org. Anything else people need to know?
I think that covers it.
All right.
Just come and enjoy.
Come and enjoy. Bob Bradley is directing, and Jerry Mac Johnson is playing the sheriff in William Inge's Bus Stop, opening tonight at SCT Center Stage. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.